SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Cryptocurrency pioneer going to prison for a $10 billion fraud scheme.
Entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried has received a 25-year sentence for fraud and conspiracy. The 32-year-old was found guilty in November of using billions of dollars from FTX depositors, customers, investors, and lenders to gain influence and dominance in the cryptocurrency space. That included buying luxury properties in the Caribbean, private airplanes, and paying bribes to foreign officials. The judge said the sentence reflected there's a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, and said the jail time was intended to disable that ability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Illinois, a 22-year-old man charged now with four counts of first-degree murder. Police contend the man took a knife and began stabbing people. At least four were killed, seven others wounded. Also at SRNnews.com, the United States welcomes the Palestinian Authority's formation of a new cabinet.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. believes a revitalized Palestinian Authority is important for the Palestinian people, but also for stability in the region.
This is about meeting the aspirations of the Palestinian people. We believe that a reformed and revitalized PA can do that.
Kirby says it's too soon to make any broad judgments about this particular new government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been in a Russian jail now for 1 year following his arrest by authorities who accuse him of espionage but have offered no supporting evidence. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government staunchly deny the allegations. This is SRN News. Our special Holy Week series continues now as we focus on a disturbing trend among young people in our nation. Dallas author and biblical scholar Dr. Jeremiah Johnston says despite some skepticism by a number of Americans, the truth about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is clearly documented in the Holy Bible.
We have a growing number of individuals who believe that the resurrection of Jesus is a non-essential belief. 33% of Gen Z right now in the United States thinks that it's optional to believe that Jesus physically, bodily rose from the grave. What does the Bible tell us? In an incredible passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8, Jesus died for our sins, but it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That is the gospel. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it. We've got to get the gospel right.
And this is SRN News. The Biden administration has issued a final rule aimed at limiting methane leaks from oil and gas drilling on federal and tribal lands.
It's the latest action by the White House to crack down on emissions of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. The rule, issued by the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management, will tighten limits on gas flaring on federal lands. It will also require that energy companies improve methods to detect methane leaks that add to greenhouse gas pollution.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut have received proposals for offshore wind projects, as the three states hope to boost their reliance on the renewable energy source. They joined Wednesday in an historic agreement. Now, it allows for potential coordinated selection of offshore wind projects. More details at SRNnews.com.